Today, is the RBA about to pivot on interest rates? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the RBA, after the September monetary policy meeting, suggested the official cash rate would remain on hold for the foreseeable future, noting that the underlying inflation rate of 3.9% over the year to the June quarter is still some way above the midpoint of the 2 to 3% target range. This was because underlying inflation is more indicative of inflation momentum, and it remains too high. And current forecasts do not see inflation returning sustainably to target until 2026. In year-ended terms, underlying inflation has been above the midpoint of the target for 11 consecutive quarters and has fallen very little over the past year. And in fact, in her media conference following the decision, Governor Michelle Bullock also suggested that the cash rate would remain on hold for the foreseeable future. The journey ahead will take some time. The RBA has actually started to talk about scenarios, and this has been re-emphasised in the minutes of the meeting, which was released on Tuesday. As well as their current stance, the minutes considered two scenarios that would justify financial conditions needing to be less restrictive than currently. Firstly, if the economy proved to be significantly weaker than expected, and this placed more downward pressure on underlying inflation than expected due to higher household savings and/or the labour market weakened more sharply than forecast, or if inflation proved less persistent than assumed, even without weaker than expected activity. So that all begs the question, is the RBA about to pivot? Well, CBA's Gareth Aird, who's been consistently forecasting rate cuts sooner for months now than most other bank economists, I wonder why, suggests that we believe the introduction of these two scenarios that would justify less restrictive financial conditions provides an insight into the board's reaction function that could see the RBA commence an easing cycle this calendar year in line with our base case, he says. It's important to note that if either of these scenarios came to fruition, it could be sufficient for the RBA to begin the process of normalising the cash rate. But clearly, if both of these scenarios played out, that would bolster the case for the board to start cutting rates. Importantly, he says, the important message from these scenarios is that a further loosening in the labour market is not a necessary precondition for the RBA to cut rates, provided inflation continues to fall and/or the economy proves significantly weaker than expected, thus putting more downward pressure on inflation. On that score, he says, our base case sees inflation less persistent than the RBA assumes, and we also expect GDP growth in the third quarter of 2024 to be below the RBA's expectations, primarily due to a smaller lift in household consumption than the RBA's forecast. He goes on to say that the September board minutes are a lot less hawkish than the August minutes. Expressed another way, the minutes today have made a dovish tilt to the RBA's communication strategy on the outlook for monetary policy. The final paragraph in the August board minutes states that based on the information available at the time of the meeting, it was unlikely that the cash rate target would be reduced in the short term and that it was not possible to either rule in or rule out further changes in the cash rate target. The final paragraph in Tuesday's minutes only noted that it was not possible to either rule in or rule out future changes in the cash rate target at this time. Put simply, says, the September board minutes have removed the line that it was unlikely that the cash rate target would be reduced in the short term. We view this change as significant, he says. The board has now backpedaled from its forward guidance. We consider this prudent, given the RBA's data dependent, and it appears increasingly more likely than not that the third quarter 24 trimmed mean CPI will come in below the RBA's forecast. In addition, it also looks to us like household consumption growth will not rebound in the third quarter of 2024 as strongly as implied in the RBA's central scenario. So overall, he says, the minutes read like a script from the archetypal two-handed economist. On the one hand, members observed that monetary policy could need to be tightened, even if the board's judgments about consumption, the labour market and supply potential prove correct, should present financial conditions turn out to be insufficiently restrictive to return inflation to target. On the other hand, members observed that there were scenarios in which future financial conditions might need to be less restrictive than they were at present. Now, this painful exegesis of word changes seems to me off point, actually, because inflation still remains too high. And indeed, the Deputy Governor, Andrew Hawser, speaking at an event hosted by the Walkley Foundation, said that high inflation was poisonous to those on low and fixed incomes, first home buyers, welfare recipients, and older Australians most affected. That point sometimes gets lost when people talk about interest rates coming down prematurely. Hauser said that despite the September minutes removing the line that it was unlikely that the cash rate target would be reduced in the short term, the bank had not changed its tune, arguing that its meeting minutes were not particularly dovish. The minutes also showed that board members discussed scenarios whereby interest rates risked remaining higher for longer, or could be tightened further, conferring further pain on borrowers. It all boils back to the demand-supply problem in the economy, where if demand remains stronger, perhaps thanks to tax cuts or government handouts, by the way, that's my side note, or stronger than expected performance of the jobs market. In this case, the cash rate might need to be noticeably higher than the market path underpinning the August forecast. And if the board's concerns about household consumption, the jobs market or supply constraints proved incorrect, the RBA could still be required to deliver additional tightening if its existing run of 13 rate hikes had not slowed the economy as much as intended. Alternatively, the RBA board noted that it may have to move to cut rates if economic growth proved to be significantly weaker. Now, here it's worth noting that the 2-year Treasury, that's a proxy for the cash rate, was last at 3.835. So markets are not seeing cuts coming anytime soon after the release of those minutes. And so the bottom line to me is this. The RBA minutes does not change the game on quick rate cuts, and we must continue to wrestle with higher for longer. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.